in the midst of persecution or resistance to aggression, Quranic verses revealed shortly after the hijrah to Medina provided guidance concerning armed struggle and jihad. As the Quran says, leave is given to those who fight because they were wronged. Surely God is able to help them who were expelled from their homes wrongfully for saying, our Lord is God. Quran chapter 22, verse 39. The defensive nature of this struggle or jihad is reinforced in the second chapter of the Quran, verse 190, which commands fighting against aggression and against aggressors, but warns against aggression itself. And fight in the way of God with those who fight you, but aggress not. God loves not the aggressors. Both mainstream and extremist movements and self-proclaimed holy warriors like Osama bin Laden have used the pattern of hijrah and jihad for their own purposes. We'll discuss this in later lessons. In Medina, Muhammad, therefore, was both prophet and head of state, leader of a multi-religious community comprised of Muslims and non-Muslims. The constitution or charter of Medina, established by Muhammad, sets out the rights and duties of all citizens and the relationship of the Muslim community to other communities. It reflects this religious diversity. It recognized people of the book. And so Jews and Christians who had received God's revelation through their prophets were seen as allied and allies of the community. These people of the book were entitled to live in coexistence with Muslims, retain and practice their religion in return for loyalty and payment of a head tax or a poll tax. Having established this community at Medina, the bitter conflict between Mecca and Muhammad and his followers continued. For Muhammad threatened the economic power and political authority of the Meccan leaders. And he did that with a series of raids against Meccan caravans. In addition to this, several key battles occurred in this ongoing conflict between the powerful Meccans and the Muslims. These are remembered by Muslim tradition as a source of inspiration and guidance. Let's take a brief look at some of them. First and foremost, Badr. The Battle of Badr took place in 624. Muslim forces, although greatly outnumbered, defeated the Meccan army in the Battle of Badr when they were aided, as the Quran in chapter 3, verse 20 says, aided by thousands of angels who assisted them. This battle has special significance for Muslims because it represents the victory of monotheism over polytheism, good over evil, the army of God over the army of ignorance and unbelief. Badr remains an important symbol for contemporary Muslims. For example, Egypt, when it launched the 1973 Arab-Israeli War under Anwar Sadat, declared a jihad, and its code name was Operation Badr. A second and important battle was the Battle of Uhud. The Battle of Uhud fought in 625, but this was a major setback for the Muslims. They were overwhelmed by the Meccans, soundly defeated. And Muhammad himself was wounded. In 627, the Meccans decided to finish the job and mounted a battle that came to be remembered as the Battle of the Ditch. They brought the Muslims or put the Muslims under siege. However, the Battle of the Ditch or the Battle of the Trench proved a major turning point. Muslims dug a trench to protect themselves from the Meccan cavalry. From within their enclave, the Muslims doggedly resisted the Meccan siege. And in the end, the Meccans were forced to withdraw. The Meccan loss led to the ascendancy of Muhammad to a position of influence, of recognized influence and independence. It began the shift of the balance of power in favor of the Muslims. Here we have to deal with a very important and contentious point. Muslim-Jewish relations during that battle and shortly after it, which particularly deteriorated as a result of the Battle of the Ditch. Muhammad, as you'll recall, anticipated the acceptance and eventual conversion of Jewish tribes. Thus, he had the early community pray facing Jerusalem. However, the Jews did not recognize his prophethood. And politically powerful tribes, some, like the Banu Qurayza, kept up their relations with the Quraysh, Muhammad's and the Muslims' enemies. During the Battle of the Dish, the Quraysh encouraged the Banu Qurayza to attack Muhammad from the rear.